Hello and welcome to Module 1 of Creating Deeper Intimacy and Trust in Relationships. I am Freya Inanna.
And I'm Michael Inanna.
And this is the first module of our 6-module program. And Module 1 is all about calling in or attracting the one, your perfect partner. And this is a whole new paradigm on creating conscious relationships, conscious partnership.
It's a modern paradigm, and it's a paradigm for the shift.
Yes, so it's taking on relationships in a whole new way. There is no playing games in this way of creating partnerships. The whole dating game of showing up one way and then, you know, maybe months later you start showing up as who you are, and then, or your partner is doing that, and you feel lied to, perhaps, and things just don't work out. I mean, and a lot of people do this out of fear that they won't be fully accepted and loved for who they are. It's not even always a conscious thing. But this is about creating absolute consciousness in creating your partnerships and relationships.
Yes, a conscious relationship doesn't rely too much on assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You get to communicate from the ground level up and creating your perfect relationship with everybody on board with what that means.
Yes, so a really, really big part of that and drawing in and attracting the right person for you to be in partnership is about doing the inner healing work yourself first, so that you can shift into the vibration of your true essence so he or she can see and feel you. Because often our traumas and our hang-ups and baggage that we're bringing in from past relationships or from childhood trauma gets in the way of us really allowing people to see who we are. And so then that perfect person who is vibrationally aligned with that true essence of us can't even see us.
Right.
Yes.
And then also, like we touched on in, with assumptions, being upfront about what you want, or getting first knowing what you want, and then communicating that to your partner, to assume, have the old assumptions of happily ever after Cinderella type things, that doesn't work in a relationship anymore. We are not in those times. And so communicate. Talk to your partner.
Yes. And yes, be upfront about what you want. That when you're not upfront about what you're looking for in a relationship and you're playing games, you're just wasting your time and your potential partner's time. I mean, quite honestly, you can have those talks in the first couple of dates of what is it that I'm actually looking for? You know, am I looking for a long-term relationship? Am I looking for marriage? Am I looking to, do I want to have kids? All of these things are things that if you've got a conscious partner, they're going to want to know those things.
Right.
It's not going to, you know, it might surprise them at first, but they can take it. If they are the right person for you, they can take it. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting their time. Quit playing the games.
Quit playing the games. Quit riding on the old assumptions.
Yeah. And this is creating trust and communication. And when you are upfront and honest with what you're looking for and who you are, then that sets a standard of integrity and effective, honest communication that creates trust in that relationships. Those dating games, they are an absolute waste of time. It just doesn't work.
No longer. You have to honor feelings in
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, honor feelings in each other.
Honor your, you know, as you communicate your dreams and your desires, honor those feelings. And again, assumptions, that does not work anymore. It never did work very well, but the whole concept that everybody fits into the same slot and has their roles, that is to operate under those assumptions is to set yourself up for failure, because roles are shifting in our modern world. You cannot rely on those old roles.
Yeah, so many people go into a relationship and they even get married and one partner will have the idea of what he or she wants in life, and the other partner will just assume that the traditional roles are the way it's going to be, and the woman's going to stay at home and do this and that, or maybe she's going to have a job and she's going to do all the cooking and the cleaning and whatever, and that's not what she has in mind at all. So no assumptions ever. Everything is upfront and negotiated so that those conflicts are avoided later on.
Right. I mean, if you're relying on your parents to set the blueprint for your relationship, your spouse may be relying on their parent set of parents for their blueprint, and that is not likely to be the same. And that's not going to work for you anyway. Your parents' relationship worked for them, because
maybe, or maybe not.
Yeah. But that was their relationship, that's not yours, and you get to create yours based on your preferences, your desires, who you are, and who your partner is.
Yeah, and being on life purpose. If you're looking for a partnership that you're both working together on life purpose, that needs to be communicated up front.
Yes.
And don't assume that the partner is going to abandon what their dreams and desires have been to jump into yours. This has got to be something that you create together, that is something that both of you desire and want to work toward.
And a relationship should not be something you lose yourself in. Let go of the old poets. Let go of the old narrative. A relationship, a committed relationship, is an ideal platform that creates growth for both partners, ideally. If there's no growth going on, it's a failed relationship.
Yes.
So
it should be the thing that helps you find yourself,
exactly.
Not what you lose yourself in.
Right. So, the old I'm nothing without you, or, I can't live without you, all this stuff, that puts an unacceptable burden on your partner when you tell them that. When you tell them, I don't need you, I want you, that's a draw. That's a desire. That's to be desired and wanted, not needed, is always a better place to be. It's always preferable to being in a place of neediness, and to declare neediness is not noble. And so let go of the old dialogue, the old narratives, and the old poets, because they never did get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And that no longer works for today in this world.
Yeah, and people fall into fear often going into relationships because they fear they might lose themselves, they might lose their money, they might, there's a lot of things. And this can be due to their past failed relationships, or what they see as failed relationships, which are actually lessons learned. But they may have these fears surrounding that, but if that's not the case, that fear is an indication that your compass is off and you're not drawing in the right person. If that person is holding on to you with that neediness we were just talking about, and you're losing yourself in that, then they are not vibrationally aligned with you.
Right.
So if you get in a relationship, you feel like you're losing yourself, this means you're out of alignment with your higher self, and the person you're with is leading you out of alignment.
Right. And ideally, that person's going to assist you in the process, just simply by accepting you.
Mm-hmm.
Assist you in the process of getting in alignment with your higher self, of discovering truly who you are. And as you are true to who you are at whatever level you're at, you will gain access to the next level. And so their partner is there to support you and to accept you, however that shows up, and you them. And in that kind of a relationship, the growth is exponential.
Mm-hmm. So in a really good aligned relationship, the person you're with will encourage you to get in greater alignment with your higher self. They want more of who you are. You might feel like you're losing yourself, but you're just losing your old path.
Your old set, your old...
You're actually coming into
who
full
you
alignment.
Aren't.
Yes.
Yes, you're losing who you aren't and getting in touch with who you are.
So in a bad relationship, quote, bad relationship, the person will try to drag you along their path and away from your path. And they'll try to get you to be someone who you're not. And that's a very, very different thing.
Yes, life partners on life purpose going the same direction together all the time.
Yes. So you have to be on the same path or the same team playing the same game.
Now, the desire to get into a relationship, that is not a weakness. That's a sign from your higher self that it's time to take it to the next step, to further your evolution.
And finding the perfect partner is going to stretch and push you further along that path, like if you've got the right partner.
Yeah, sometimes we hear people talk about how, I need to find myself before I get into a relationship and drag all my baggage. And there is a certain truth about that.
Yeah, but that's the doing your healing work.
Yeah,
first.
Doing your healing work as far as you can go, but you can only go so far. You actually, a committed relationship is necessary for you to take that on at a much higher level, a much higher rate. And so, don't feel that it is a weakness that that having a partner is going to assist you in your growth. Just be sure that you're not in a place where you're enabling each other's weaknesses, but rather you're assisting each other and standing in each other's excellence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So too many people confuse this path of finding their perfect partner, and that the relationship is the end game. It's the be-all, end-all. It's the end of the journey. You live happily ever after, like a fairy tale. Life's not like that. It's not the Cinderella story. That's actually the beginning of your exponential growth path.
Right.
The partner is there to help you win the game. They're not the game.
Right.
Like,
right.
Finding that relationship, that's not the end of the game.
Right.
That's the beginning of it.
And life is, and relationships are not an endurance contest.
No.
There's a story I tell that years ago where my wife and I were in a taxi and talking to the older gentleman in the taxi, and he mentioned that he'd been married, I don't know, 40 years.
40 yeah.
years. And, you know, reflexively, we said, congratulations, you know, and the vile and venomous dialogue that followed from him blew us both away. His attitudes and feelings towards his spouse were horrible.
Yeah, absolutely noxious.
Yes, he'd completely given up on himself, his relationship, his wife, and
they hated each other.
Right. Yeah, and the amount of self contempt was incredible, and for me that was a real kind of a okay, you know, an awakening or a wake up call that hey, this is not a goal that's worth having.
No,
just holding on.
A long lasting relationship is not necessarily a successful one.
Right, and then you know he even trotted out that well we stayed together for the children, and I just thought.
But now the children are all grown, and so we're like, well, why do you stay together? And he says, well, what else would we do?
Yeah.
It was like completely hopeless.
It was that was a failed relationship. It was 40 years long failed relationship. And the example they gave to their children and the destructive influence it was in their own lives and on who they are was tremendous. That was a giant failure of a relationship. So
yeah.
It is not an endurance contest.
It is not. So you want to bring in your highest vibrational partner, not just anyone.
Yes.
And it's not about like the endurance contest. Choose carefully. And so if you're, you know, in real life, if you're on life purpose and your partner is not on that path, it's time to shift.
Right. In some way. Get them aligned with you, or if their path is one that resonates with you, sometimes
we come together to learn something and then it's time to move on. It's not a failure. It's lessons learned. You can part peaceably. It's all perfect.
It's a journey. Yeah.
And if you're desiring that partner who is aligned with you And where you're at is not in that place. It's just time to shift.
Right.
So when you're picking someone and you're not sure they're on that path, ask them, communicate, see if you can create it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about communication and what's working for both people. Because being in a relationship with the wrong person can take you way far off your course.
And then you will be looking at the wasted time with a sense of despair. Of course, it isn't wasted because that's at some point that's what took you to learn your lesson. But choose easy on this. You know, get clear on what the purpose of a relationship it is. It's not an endurance contest. It's not a place to get lost in. It's a place for growth and
where you
expansion.
Both find yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Be lucid in the dream. Stay constantly connected to your higher self, and be a team in your individual journeys. You're on individual journeys. You always are. You can't avoid that. But be a team, assisting each other over the obstacles, supporting each other, cheerleading each other. You know, be your best cheerleader. Be your best supporter. Or be your spouse's best supporter, and let them be that for you too.
Mm-hmm. So the partnership that you manifest should be a mirror, physical manifestation of your highest self, and that is what we do in partnership, is we mirror each other, and we're going to mirror each other's light and each other's shadow, and this is going to create a situation where we grow and we're pushing each other to, you know, release that next stuff that's not working and move further and further into alignment
right.
with our higher selves.
Be patient with the other as you support them in their journey, and then rely on them to support you. To, you know, you don't need them, but
you
together,
choose them. Yes,
and yes, you choose them, and together you will go so much farther. And you know, realize that reality is not real. Play it together. Play
yeah,
the game.
It's
together.
A game.
Play the Matrix.
And
together.
You're here to win.
Yes.
Win the game. So if you're single and part of you is saying it's time to bring in a partner, trust that this is coming from your highest self in order to take you to the next level expansion. And so you must, to take you to that next level, you must bring in the one that is your highest vibrational match.
Right. And if you're here with a partner already, check in and make sure you haven't fallen asleep at the wheel. Are you growing? Are you expanding? Are you still in touch with who you are? And,
yeah.
You know, don't,
mm-hmm.
if not, don't sit there and point at the other partner in a place of blame, because you are the one that took you here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe simply becoming aware of it and sharing that awareness with a partner, with your partner, maybe you can shift that journey together.
And one great way to check in on that, are you having great sex together? Often? Yeah. If not, yeah. You've fallen asleep at the wheel and it's time to go deeper into yourselves. Greater intimacy, great sex, greater connection. That's your next step. See yourself and your partner and use sex as a feedback mechanism to get things back to where they used to be. It's not about losing that spark. I mean, relationships don't have to lose their spark.
No, they do not.
It takes active, conscious work to keep a relationship alive and explosive and happy and beautiful. And that's the way it's meant to be. Don't stop dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lose touch with your inner child. Be two
yes.
children in a sandbox. You know, you're just you're playing with life together. You're playing with each other together. You're in a place of excitement and exploration and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your number one spiritual practice.
Yes, and your sexual connection, it's a sacred ritual. Your connection mm-hmm. with your spouse should be your number one priority. Sex isn't about one person's giving and the other's receiving. It's about multiple giving and receiving.
Yes.
And it's a shared experience. It's your spiritual connection. You can connect on all levels. It is the highest vibrational energy possible to experience in human form. And creating that together is absolutely beautiful. And you can use that for manifestation and creating whatever it is that you desire to create your relationship together. It's truly possible for two people, if they're both willing and ready to do whatever it takes to create the best relationship possible, you can create it.
Yes.
But both of you have to want it.
And look at your results. If you're not getting the results, you know, it's not time to sell out at this point. It's time to start looking and see what can be different, what you can do different together, what you can create different together. You can't argue with the results.
Yes. And your sexual connection with your partner, it'll be an amazing thing for you both, and it can assist you in taking your connection to source and highest self to the next level as well. And all of this stuff is a lot of what we teach when we are doing our intensive healing programs with people, and all of, you know, those traumas and those things that are holding us back from past relationships, releasing all that trauma and doing that healing work that creates the space for you to draw in that perfect partner and take that relationship to the highest possible connection and beauty and pleasure and intimacy that you can have. We are so all about that. We love teaching this and helping our clients create this in their lives. And
yes, our program is all about the coaching and about releasing the trauma and the pain and those blocks that are keeping you from having your perfect relationship and your perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to do that. And if you're interested in any of this, feel free to check out our website at www.ananasanctuary.com. And you can find out more about the program. You can find out more about Freya and I. And
you can connect with us. Just send us an email. Ask us any questions. We're totally open to questions. And we love to hear from you, and we look forward to connecting with you in the next module. And in module 2, we'll be exploring understanding divine feminine, sacred masculine archetypes, and integrating the shadow side. And we'll see you then.
Until then, later.